Well, and I wanted to get this out of the way real quick, do some capital J journalism, because do we need to petition for an official stat correction on Bears rushing touchdown and maybe secretly give it to you? And kind of walk me through that play where you kind of, it looked like you tush-pushed your quarterback a little bit into the end zone.
Yeah, I mean, we all know this Bear doesn't go down, so, you know, just falling behind him and just seeing where he was going to be at, I knew he was going to be stood up. So I knew there was an opportunity to push the pile. I didn't know it was going to be right there at the goal line, but I knew it was going to come. So I was just following him down the field, you know, and just trying to make a play for the team. You know, Bear's always trying his best to keep the play going. So as an O-line, we have a philosophy of a big brother, either go pick him up or push him up, push him for a couple extra yards. So we had the opportunity to do that, which was pretty cool.
Next question from Brandon Gurney.
Yeah, Waylon, going back to last year, it seemed like the one of the bigger strides I saw with this BYU team was the interior line block. Where you guys seemed a little overwhelmed in 2024, where in this past year, it seems like you guys were really able to assert your will late in that game. What strides have you seen from your interior linemen, and how were you able to get that done against a team like Utah?
I think it's just our preparation throughout the week. We knew we had to win the line of scrimmage, especially later in the game, you know. The run game is kind of like compound interest. You know, it gets harder for them to defend it later in the game as long as we keep our physicality up and just keep pushing the line.
Next question from Jake Hatch.
Yeah, Waylon, just wanted to ask you, how are you feeling physically? I know you had a slow start to the season due to some injuries and the like, but how are you feeling right now?
Man, I'm feeling great. Pretty much at 100% now. You know, I had to deal with some small minor injuries earlier in the season, but I'm feeling good now.
You guys have been rotating pretty heavily at guard. Can you just kind of walk us through that and how you adjust to not playing every snap of every game?
You know, to be honest, it's been nice taking some snaps off of my body and, you know, just being able to be healthy later in the season. And props to Sonny, Kyle, and Austin, too. I think we're all pretty solid and we're all good enough to start. So, you know, just having that rotation and taking snaps off of our body has been it's been nice.
Next question from Jay Drew.
Hey, Waylon. 2 years ago when Iowa State beat you guys pretty good in Provo, they especially kind of handled you guys in the trenches, as Kalani said after the game. Does that game still resonate? Do you guys still remember that? I know it was 2 years ago, and what's kind of the feeling among the guys as you go to play Iowa State again?
Man, yeah, it definitely still left a bad taste in my mouth. You know, we got handled pretty well up front. I think just using that as some extra motivation throughout the week and remembering what happened in LES and, you know, and trying to do it to them this coming up Saturday.
Next question from Brandon Gurney.
Yeah, Waylon, Kalani spoke at length about this, but you guys are in a remarkably similar spot as you were last year, where you were undefeated after Utah, and last year you lost two straight. How aware is the team of that, and what strides are you guys making to avoid that same fate this time around?
I think we're very aware. You know, the game this past weekend it was a very emotional game, so I just think. Just kind of letting yourself emotionally realize that and then, you know, letting it go. You know, it was fun. It was good. But, you know, just like what we said last week, it's a week-to-week basis. We got to worry about our opponent this week and almost forget what happened last week.
Next question from Jay Catch.
Yeah, Waylon, Coach Taghi was talking about the fact that you guys have a bye week after this week and that you can determine empty the tank. Does that help you guys in any way as you get ready to potentially push for an 8-0 record?
Honestly, I think it doesn't. I think, you know, just kind of what I said last week, or just barely, it's a week-by-week thing. We got to put it all on the line every week, you know. It's not easy to be undefeated. You know, you have a big target on your back. Everyone's going to be gunning for you. So, you know, you just got to take each week granted, and you just got to put everything you got into it.
I also wanted to ask you, just in terms of the level of play now in the Big 12, have you noticed, because we look at the standings as media, we look at how crazy these games go each week, you see the teams are beating up on each other. How do you guys stay above the fray when it comes to that?
man, just kind of what I already said, it's a week-to-week thing, just putting maximum preparation into each team and giving it our all throughout the week, and then when it comes to Saturday, playing our best when it's time.
All right, do we have any others for Waylon? Okay, looks like you're good to go, Waylon. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you all.